Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
What do Mace, Power City and Gomo have in common? They all are among the biggest fallers in the customer experience charts. According to the annual CXI study of perceptions towards major brands in Ireland, the credit unions remain at the top when it comes to customer service, followed by the likes of Dunn's, McCabe's, Pharmacies and On Post. Needless to say, Ticketmaster didn't finish so well in the study. Gerard O'Neill from Amoric Research carried out the research. Good morning, Gerard.
Good morning, Joe.
Can we start with the credit unions yet again at the top of the charts?
It is an extraordinary achievement. This is the 10th year we've run the research with the CX team. And what we find is that they've not only stayed at the top of the chart, they've stayed consistently above a score of 8 out of 10, more than 8 out of 10 using our index of customer experience, which is world-class performance. Similar studies in other parts of the world show that literally only a handful of companies over consistently year after year stay at the number one position. And credit unions in Ireland have done just that in our 10th report.
It looks to me, Gerard, as if the companies that engage in a lot of face-to-face interactions with consumers fared the best. For example, there were a number of pharmacies in the top 10.
Yes, we have three pharmacies in the top 10. Life Pharmacy, McCabe's are there as well, Hickey's are there. Clearly, it's a trend we've seen since we started this back in 2015. Irish people, Irish consumers love face-to-face interactions with their service providers, businesses and organisations. And those that do a good job of it tend to score very well in our research. It's not all down to face-to-face, which would disadvantage, obviously, a lot of digital companies, but it does play a part. And one of the big improvers this year has been On Post, who are actually kind of on that, if you like, bridge between digital and face-to-face, because, of course, they're benefiting from online shopping, parcels and all of that. And they're at number three, a huge increase, up 34 places this year.
Yes, indeed. And they also have these stamps that they just give you numbers that you can use as well, which again, reduces the need to actually go into post offices. I was surprised to see KFC among the big gainers.
Well, I think what's happening is that the restaurant sector overall has improved in our research this year. But remember, we're tracking the bigger brand. So not only KFC, Burger King, Subway, they've all improved. And that is a result, I think, of the reaction to the cost of living crisis. It's those brands in the restaurant sector who offer value for money, who are able to benefit from improved customer experience as well as offering good value. Obviously, some of the smaller, more boutique restaurants that we hear are closing down, unfortunately, they don't show up in our research, but they're suffering from the usual pressures in terms of operating costs and so on. But the takeaway, the fast food, they seem to be the winners in that process because they're offering a more competitive price point and a better customer experience for maybe young families and those who tend to frequent those kind of outlets.
It's interesting because increasingly Burger King and KFC and McDonald's and all that, they use these screens. So you don't really have much interaction with the staff in these places anymore.
It is very true. I think a lot of it is down to the ambience of the experience itself, sitting down with your kids. It's also down to value for money, which does have a huge sway these days. Mm. In the past 2 years, we've seen that come through very, very strongly.
Yeah. Now, the strike at the start of the summer at Aer Lingus and the Oasis ticket debacle didn't help Ticketmaster with their perceptions among consumers this year.
Yes, we've seen a lot of negativity and really quite hostile reaction by customers of both Ticketmaster and Aer Lingus in our research. And that reflects the simple fact that whilst people set the bar very high, and we've seen that really since 2015 when we started doing this annual research, that if you fail to meet what people's expectations, you really do suffer.
Oh dear, have we lost Gerard? He was mid-flow there. The biggest fallers in the league table for 2024, i.e. who dropped the most places, include Power City, Aer Lingus, he mentioned, Disney Plus, which surprised me, maybe because they increased their prices, Gomo, was down 62 places and Mace was down 61 places. So we'll, when we get Jared back, we can ask him about that. But the biggest, the top 10 of the CXI survey was the Credit Union, Life Pharmacy in second, then on post, Shannon Airport came in fourth, Dunn's came in fifth, Specsavers came in sixth, McCabe's Pharmacy came in seventh, and Eason was in eighth. Hickey's Pharmacy also did well, and then Dunn's Retail completes the top 10. Jared, we lost you mid-flow. You were talking about some of the companies that were down quite a bit.
Yes, the ones that fell sharpish were the likes of Aer Lingus, particularly because of the strike during the year, which had a really negative impact on customer satisfaction. Other big fallers were the likes of Disney, who've kind of fallen quite a lot over the past number of years.
Why is that?
Again, it's back to a combination of customer satisfaction with the product, the service, the content, and value for money. And if people feel that they're getting an average experience coupled with rising prices, they reject it right away, particularly when there are many other alternatives out there. And again, we see that coming through, that where brands like Disney or even GOMO are not seen to actually meet the expectations consumers have, then they will very quickly vote with their feet when there are alternatives to go to.
Now, staff retention appears to be a theme of your research also.
We've seen this consistently over the years, where staff are critical to many of the customer expectations and expectations that people have around what they're going to experience in shops and in stores and with services and with companies. And for in the midst of a very tight labour market, it's a real struggle for a lot of brands. We've constantly researched the impact of staff on people's satisfaction with businesses, with organisations, and where people are unhappy with the staff, it's directly correlated with really poor scores in terms of experience, customer satisfaction, and other indicators. So although a lot of organizations know how tough it is, we all know how tough it is to get and retain good staff, the fact of the matter is that those who are not doing so are really suffering in terms of customer experience.
Jared, thanks so much for joining us. That's Jared O'Neill from Amora Research, who carried out the study of the CXI Customer Experience Study.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.